got to start from deep in their end of the field. And Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, hits to his right, gets to the 20. He's in the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks a third tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle. Sweeps down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble. He's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs. Gets away again. Goes to the 40. Gets away again. To the 35. Cuts back at the 30. To the 20. The 50. The 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down. Alex takes the snap. Alex looking.
Got him. Post. And it's got him.
Second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the slant to the left side. It's Russell intercepted. The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman, his redemption. Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown. No greater redemption.
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Click, click, boom. What's going on, faithfuls? It's your boy Mike on the Nothing But Niners crew. And guys, it is March Madness at midnight. This is day 20, man. 20 days going strong. I apologize for the tad bit late start. I was about a minute and a half late, but I'm here. I was playing this game of spades. It's highly competitive and ratings were involved, so I had to finish the game. But guys, I finished just in time to get to it, man. We're going to have a fun show here. You guys, if you are a first-time viewer, I want y'all to load up the questions, man. It's March Madness at midnight, so load up the questions. Anything you ask, I will answer. All right, let me, Let me go ahead and type out a little banner here. Let me just let you guys know what I need y'all to do, because sometimes people just don't know. People just don't know, okay? So it's cool. It's cool. I'm going to sit here and edit this one here. March Madness at midnight. Type your questions, all right? That way you all know what we're looking for. At midnight. All right. And then I want you guys to type your questions below. Boom. All right. Questiones. All right. Boom. There it is. Save. And there it is. March Madness at midnight, guys. Type your questions and I'm going to answer as many as possible. Don't be shy. They can be about anything. And here's our first one for tonight. My man Apollo says, am I the only one that can't listen to Mike and Wayne together with my kids in the car? They are R-rated. I promise you, we be trying to be chill, but sometimes the show just goes off the rails. Both of us have like this, like you hear one word or a sound and something else pops into your mind. It's like, oh man, do I say it? Do I not say it? It's like the demon and the angel on your shoulders. Like, which one do I say it? Do I say it? So I would say I apologize, but that's kind of just who we are. Hopefully the kids don't pick up any bad habits from us. So I am sorry if they do pick up bad habits, but I can't apologize for being who we are. All right. Apollo does the back-to-back. You and Breezy deal for IU. What about instead of him, we trade Debo for a third, which could become a second round pick based on touchdowns? I wouldn't have a problem with that. Let me be clear with what I'm saying. You know what? Let me fix this, because I don't want there to be any mistakes. Let me lower the camera here so y'all can see me clearly, okay? I don't have a problem with that at all, but I don't know if Kyle would do that. I think Kyle Shanahan kind of relies on Debo being in the mix and being on the field, and the play calling just changes a little bit too much without Debo, and that's why I think Ayuk is possibly the guy to be traded. I don't think the Niners are in position to have two guys, two wide receivers in particular, accounting for $50 million on the cap. I just don't know that we are built that way. Now, this is win now mode. Maybe they do something and you know, make some phantom years down the end and stretch it out or something. But if you're going to do that with Ayuk, it's got to be like a 6-year deal. It's got to be something that's going to go beyond the Debo Samuel deal, because there are outs toward the back end of Debo's deal. And so you got to make a decision. You got to see how his health holds up. You got to see how he continues to produce. But that's the only way I see the Niners doing it. It's got to be a six-year deal for Brandon Ayuk. But we'll see what happens. Maybe 5 years. Maybe five. All right. But I'm not opposed to what you said. Do you think the Niners need to rebuild the offensive line for the next 2 years? Because after Trent Williams retires, I'm scared. They definitely need to get some depth, Danny. This is a really, really good question, and people are afraid to talk about it. The Niners did go out, and they picked up all of their offensive linemen that were free agents. So the whole starting offensive line is back. So there is no pressure to go out there and do it. But they have to find some young talent in the early to mid rounds that they are going to groom and train and coach up to be those replacements for guys like Trent Williams. All right. And if they're not sold on anybody, they've got to do something about it. They have to do something about it. If you're not sold on any of your guards or your center, you got to draft these guys and get them in here. So we'll see what happens. Okay. How would you feel trading Ayuk to Jacksonville for Zay Jones and their first round pick? So we have pick 17. And who would you draft to replace Ayuk? Or would you take an offensive lineman and wide receiver at pick 31? So, all right, this is a good question here. If we're going to trade him to a team, I would prefer them to keep their players and we just get more picks. I don't know how Zay Jones would do in this offense. I don't know how he would look here. Not that he's not a good player. I'm just not sure how he's going to do with the blocking scheme and all that stuff and all that's asked about him. So I would rather them go out, look at a prospect, identify a prospect that they think is going to be available in the third or fourth round and get him and bring him in instead of getting a Zay Jones. That's my personal opinion. But everything else is cool. I would take Zay Jones out and then include an extra pick, 17, and then something later, third or fourth round or something that you can use to bundle if you feel like you need to move up or something. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would do. Mike, what has your cousin said about YGM? Thanks, Melissa, for the question. He said that, you know, this guy has some skills and he played better in the new scheme and the way they changed things up. He liked him. He said they actually wanted to bring him back, but for half the price that the Niners got. So I don't know. They were interested in him. I'm sorry. Not that they wanted to bring him. They were interested in him. But I don't know how. I don't really know all of his deep thoughts, but you know I had to hit him up and ask him about him. But positive things. He's had, if you look at his career, he's had some ups and downs. The ups are happening now. So you get this guy while he's trending in the right direction. You hope that you can feed off of that. You hope that you can capitalize off of that, so to speak. All right. Let's see what else we got here. What else do we have here? Mark is in here. He says, do you think the Niners regret not trading Debo and the pick that became Drake Jackson to the Jets in 22 for pick 10? No, I don't think they regret it because we've been back to a Super Bowl and I don't know if we get there without Debo. There were some games that Debo just took over, you know, and so without that, you know, you never know what ends up happening, but the hindsight thing and looking back, it's all very, very scary. Different coaches get different things out of different players, you know? So I don't know how it would have worked out here. I don't know how it would have worked out for a guy like Drake Jackson. We see how that's working out or not working out. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. And we are where we are, you know? But I don't think they regret anything. It is indeed a Super Bowl caliber roster. And so it's going to be hard to nitpick and say we should have got rid of this guy and brought this guy in or got rid of this guy for these draft picks. Because just because you have draft picks and they're early does not mean they're going to work out. I mean, and we of all fan bases should know that. That first round just doesn't do well for the 49ers in most senses. Mike, I just got the most thoughtful custom hoodie. What was your most thoughtful 49ers gear? Good question here. Man, it changes so much. You know, I've had various people send me things, custom shirts. I have a very nice collection of pins now. I've got a nice collection of the Royal, what's it called? Crown Royal bags. Those things mean a lot because people go out of their way to get them for me. I've got some autograph gear by Frank Gore and Jerry Rice and other players, like all those things mean something different. But what I appreciate the most is when people go out of their way to say, hey, we appreciate you. I've got 49ers wine bottles and glasses and things like that from people. Miss Debbie is an angel, always looking out for the fellow faithful out there. You know, when she takes you under her wing, you're there. But you better keep your act right or she'll let you know. And I appreciate that even more. Blessings to you, Mike. Oh, man, Spades, I can't wait to play a game with you in the future. Miss Debbie, we have to make it happen. I'll be coming out there hopefully in December when my daughter's birthday is around. She's turning 10, and she's excited to go to a 49ers game. Hopefully we can link up somewhere, and maybe on a Friday or Saturday night, we get together, find some people, and let's do a nice Spades game. It'd be a lot of fun. Peachy's played with me. She'll let you know. I'm nice on the table. And I was being chill because the one thing I don't want to do is intimidate people too much when I first sit down. So you kind of got to feel the room out. You know what I'm saying? But I think that you got it in you. I've seen some of the pictures you've posted and some of the comments you've made on Spade's hands. So I think you got it in you. Now, where the trash talk is, we'll have to see. But we'll make it happen for sure. All right. Do you think Justin Fields is the QB of the Steelers' future? Actually, I do. I think Justin Fields has a lot of talent. He just has to go somewhere where people believe in him and not use him as a scapegoat. And that's kind of what was going on, in my opinion, over there in Chicago. It's so interesting to see that once they knew they were moving on from him, they go out and get all this talent. He had some weapons. Let me be clear what I'm saying. But they went out and upgraded the weapons in Chicago. And they say, okay, now you're gone. Why couldn't you do that when the young man was there? Why do people think because we drafted a quarterback in the first round, the skill position players that we have are just good enough? Like, continue to improve on them, you know? That's the kind of stuff that kind of, like, drives me crazy, you know? Melissa says, Mike, do you think they're waiting on June 1st and Eric Armstead money to make a long-term Brandon Ayuk or Juwan Jennings deal, or maybe both? Yes, I do think that they're waiting. Those post-June 1st cuts, the salary cap will take a nice little jump. Plus, we got to be honest, the Niners don't extend people before August. They don't. So everyone expecting extensions to happen right now, you have to keep holding your breath. It's not going to happen. The big deals don't get done now. The Niners know how to manipulate the cap, so much so that it costs them draft picks, right? But they know how to manipulate the cap. And for the guys that they really, really like, they are going to absolutely make sure they get them worked out when the cap is booming the most. And that's usually August and September, because all of the other June, July people are all out of here and all that. So, yeah. If Ayuk, Mark says here, if Ayuk gets traded to Pittsburgh, it means Kyle gets his Mike Upati and Anthony Davis with both first round picks. Would that be a good enough return? So what you're saying is here, does he go out and get a all-pro or a Pro Bowl guard? And Anthony Davis was a Pro Bowl tackle, I believe, one year. Maybe an alternate with both first-round picks. Would that be a good enough return? It would be, in my opinion. I don't know that the Niners – I know we need another right tackle. We need a long-term right tackle. And as much as people say, oh, it's not McKivitz, they had him. They talked about Mike McGlinchey being on the trade block his final year here. They ended up not getting a trade. They didn't pull a trade off for him, but he was someone that they told straight up at the beginning of the year, if the right deal comes across, we're going to let you go. And I kept saying that that meant the Niners thought that the answer for the right tackle position, at least for the next couple of seasons, was in the building. Well, a couple of seasons have gone by, and that's who it's been. So we have to see what they think now. That's when it's going to get really, really interesting. So it would be a good enough return. I don't know that they go both in the first round, though. I don't know if they do it with both. Hosway says, is Kyle really a genius if he can't call plays without Debo? It's a good question. And it's not that I don't think Kyle can not operate well, but I think Kyle just feels different without Debo out there. It's so weird to me that, you know, one player, you still had CMC, you still got Trent Williams, you still had Kittle, you still had Ayuk, you still had, like, Christian McCaffrey. Like, why did the offense look so stagnant when Debo was hurt or out? It just doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't know if it's because you go into each game with a game plan and the player gets hurt during the game. That I understand. But you got to be able to adjust. And that's why you're asking if he's really a genius. I would like to see Kyle be more aggressive. A lot of people think that he spends too much time focusing on setting up plays instead of just calling plays that are going to work and letting teams adjust to that. Kyle likes to adjust to what teams are doing. I'm going to run this play, see what you do, and then I'm going to run that same formation and look, but do something different, right? That's kind of Kyle's bag. That's his cachet. That's his swag, right? But then you have other teams that go out there. I mean, I hate to compare him to Andy Reid, right? But I'm going to call my play, and good luck trying to stop it. I think Kyle needs a little bit more of that under the belt. That's what I think, all right? Melissa says, if Shanny stays on brand, who do you see as the vet safety they bring in? I don't know, Melissa. I don't know. I've been trying to, you know, wrap my head around this for a while. I don't know that they bring in a vet safety now. And if they do, it's going to be someone who's going to be able to, you know, contribute on special teams or something like that. I just don't know they're looking for anyone to come in and take the place of, you know, Jair Brown or Talanoa Hufanga. I don't know what they're thinking at the safety position. Hopefully we go out there and draft the young stud, though. Safety should fall, and we should be able to get them, you know, in, you know, round 1, 2, or 3. We should be able to get a good safety there. All right. She says here, Mike, do you see a third fullback brought in after both Jack Coletto and Josh Hockett got poached and forgotten? Yes. They will bring in someone who can play. They'll probably look for a two-way player from college, right? Someone who played like linebacker and fullback. And just to see how they do, because I think that I can't say that they're phasing Juszczyk out, but it doesn't seem that they're as dependent on him. For the money that they've given him, I would like to see him involved a little bit more in the passing game in particular. Not so much as a ball carrier, but use him and then spread him out wide. You know, let him catch people off guard. That's what I want to see. Do you think we should trade Eli Mitchell? He's always hurt. Trade is tough because of what you said at the end. He's always hurt. And the NFL just does not have a high value on the running back position. So how do you trade someone who's always hurt? Yes, he can go out there and he can average 4 or 5 yards a carry for a whole season, but that doesn't necessarily mean that other teams want him. You know, other teams are going to be like, well, if you're going to get rid of him, he's a running back. They got younger running backs in the NFL. Yes, he's got some experience, but why would we waste time trading for him? Why would we do that? So I just think that's kind of where the Niners are stuck right now. All right. Listen, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. I'm so happy that you guys loaded the chat up with questions. And I appreciate you all for watching. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Maybe I'll be in bed or something, right? Doing the shows from the bed. I've been mixing that in there a lot. But we'll see how it goes, all right? I want to thank you all for tuning in. Prepare for glory. Anticipate pain. But always remain faithful. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove. Bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey, see, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, them nothing but Niners.
Nothing but Niners. We nothing.